Now, I remember last week on the show, we were talking about that commercial, which is on TV rather a lot at the moment, and it's the one for hair dye. We were talking about this? And the evil 8-year-old girls who have murdered their mother and are trying to get their dad to find them another victim via the medium of hair dye.
Yeah.
If you've not heard this one, you've been probably seen it by now. It's on all the time.
Dad? It's time. You'd be a really nice catch for somebody.
Just for Men takes 5 easy minutes. Targets only the
Don't
gray hair.
Don't do it! They're gonna kill you!
Something great.
For my girls.
Takes a picture?
Yes! I'm glad we did it.
Just for Men.
Yeah, you're glad because you know you've got your next victim right there, ready. Anyway, there's another one which a few people have been emailing me about, and this one also caught my attention over the weekend.
Right.
Again, it involves, well, a slightly evil child, maybe, I think. And this is an ad for bathroom freshener. Have you seen this one?
No.
Right, listen to this.
Mom, I want to do a poo.
Come on then.
But I want to do a poo in Paul's bathroom.
Don't be silly, come on.
I'm going to do a poo at Paul's.
Paul's bathroom has Glade Touch and Fresh. More discreet than an aerosol, it's no more bad smells, just a pleasant fragrance. Touch and Fresh from Glade.
Mm-hmm. So he wants to do a poo at Paul's, right? Now, if I thought young children from miles around would be coming around to use my toilet, especially because I had this amazing air freshener, come in, leave me a present and go, I'm not sure I would buy it. I'm not sure I would. It would have the opposite effect for me.
Yeah, I would agree.
So he needs to go, but he doesn't want to go in his own bathroom. He wants to go to Paul's house.
I'm going to do a poo at Paul's.
Well, has anyone consulted Paul on this, or his mum?
I don't know.
How do you think they feel?
I don't believe children are that discerning. I think they're quite happy to poo anywhere.
But the worst thing, his mum obliges. Okay, then I'll take you round to Paul's house.
Ah, but as a parent, you would do that.
Why?
Well, because when your child poos, it can be very messy.
Well, so okay.
I'd rather, do it in a different bathroom and not your own.
Yeah, but how does Paul's mum feel about this? Has anyone consulted her, is what I'm saying? It's all very well you're going on to a poo at Paul's house. I think he's being a little bit presumptuous.
I think Paul's being used as well.
So do I.
I'm going to do a poo at Paul's.
So what happens? He just goes...
Mum just goes round,
knocks on the door. Hi, Paul. Yeah, can we use your bathroom a second? Bit of a rush, sorry. 5 minutes later. Yeah. Thanks very much. Bye. I'd leave it in there 5 minutes if I was you.
So he missed a little bit, sorry.
Oh. I just think it's a bit strange. Why do you think Paul's being used? What, just for the bathroom action? Mm.
Well, it's not like he wants to go round.
He's not a friend of his.
Play board games and do a poo.
He's just playing him for his bathroom because of the nice smelling air freshener.
Board games?
I don't know.
We've gone back to 1948.
It's 6:25 on Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Right, we've worked this out now thanks to a few people on the text. This advert on TV.
I'm going to do a poo at Paul's.
A few people have said this kid's mum is blatantly having an affair with Paul's dad. I don't know why it just is. And that's why she's so happy to go around there. Okay, yeah, let's go around to Paul's. Also, someone says, Chappers, I agree. We used to go on caravanning holidays with our friends and always sent the kids to the caravan next door when they needed to go.
Radio 1.
It's just what you do, isn't it, Chappers?
It is what you do, yeah.
Amazing tune from the Futureheads coming up. I've got the kids.